Oh, hi, McFatty.
Excuse me, I've got to turn the TV on. One second, please. I have no idea what that is.
I don't either.
That's not what I sent you. But, you know, what a perfect way to ruin everything.
Sorry, I was on the wrong channel.
I hate it. You know, you're probably on that UHF, you know. So, what you know, Vader.
Yeah, yes, do I.
That's the hymnal. The hymnal from the Book of Bacon.
Oh.
For the
UHF,
sports
something
ball.
On UHF? Oh.
Right. You know.
I've heard it once or twice, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, it's the... It's some sort of hawk, you know, like the beautiful hawk that used to fly outside the old gal's window.
Oh, the one that Myron shot.
No, I think they had a something that would squirt water at it or something. I don't know. And the Tar Heel. Now, do you have any idea what a Tar Heel is?
I should, but I just know that it's something.
Well,
something
all I gotta say is they need to wipe the feet.
Oh,
so. Oh, well, let's just finish this music. Turn it up louder. Okay, well, you ruined that.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm
Fatty! Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Lord. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 4th of April, 2022, in the screaming kitty year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavetria Parton. I am your host, the one with the screaming kitties, the fat, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I fuck it up, he can't get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is the sports ball loving one himself. Y'all, it's Big Fatty.
Yeah. You know, Noah fucks it up because, you know.
You said Noah. You could have stopped there.
Fits the profile.
Right. Yeah. Y'all, if you don't hear it, I have a very angry, screaming kitty cat in my lap who just wants food. And the screaming starts about 4 a.m. on a good day. Sometimes as I get in bed the night before on a bad day. You know, she's starving to death.
Just grumpy. Grumpy.
Yeah, so giving her belly rubs right now, trying to keep her quiet, but yeah. Oh, what is that?
That's grumpy kitty cat.
Oh.
That's Grumpy Squeaky.
Oh, I must have missed the entrance of Grumpy Squeaky to the little show.
Oh, Grumpy Squeaky's been here a while.
Oh, well, I mean, it's hard to tell. I thought it was the nip when you said Grumpy Squeaky. That's all I...
Well, it could be the nip, but, right. You know, he usually... You know.
Yeah. Now, y'all, we are recording without a live studio audience
there
today.
We are empty in the peanut gallery.
Which, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's
right.
A popular day to be out and about. Y'all, I was out and about today. I went to wash the car. I've got to go to a little thing on Wednesday night. It's going to require valeting the car.
Oh.
And so I'd cleaned out the inside and, you know, whackamed it up and everything. But I was going to wash it up real good. And y'all, there must have been 300 people waiting to get a car wash. So
you didn't do that thing where you hold the wand, right?
I mean, that's how I wash it myself. Yeah. Because I actually know how to work all that, and it works just fine.
You don't end up shooting yourself in the, you know, from the ricochet or whatever?
No. You got to know how to operate it. You got to understand how to wash a car, and it's a science.
Did it have the rainbow? Did it have the rainbow wax?
It does have that, but I couldn't get my car washed because there were too many people waiting, and instead I went and saw Miss Shirley, picked up a few things I needed, and I came back.
Miss Shirley washed it?
If Miss Shirley offered that service, the Target would take the rest of my money. But she does not. So so came back by. I thought I'd just swing back in.
Just swing it back in.
Yep. Still 300 people waiting to get a car wash. I'm going to, after we record the show, when the sun goes down, I'm going
to
go out and do it. It's a little warm out today anyway. So, yeah, that's very exciting. Very exciting.
Very, very exciting. So now was it a foolish weekend? Because you know April the 1st was the Fool's Day.
Well, you know.
By the way, I've just received notification that Archer stood up every day this past week.
I can't tell you how jealous I am of that. Do you get a notification when he spends $8,000 on a computer?
No.
Oh.
That's, I'm not at that level.
Oh, right, right, yeah. Mm. Well, that's, yeah.
Bless it's him. Kind of, you know, like the valet would have to come in with the silver platter and, you know, and the card.
Hand you that notification.
The handwritten note.
Now, do we think he used his Apple Snack card so he got 3% off?
No, I asked the question, and he said that he had so much on it that he did not use the Apple Snack card. So it's just like throwing money out the window.
Ah, well, I mean that he would have saved $100 and something. Well,
280. 3% on 8,000.
Yeah, $180.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. He just wasted $180. You know what? Maybe I should have been a teacher in the Virginia school district or wherever he was. I mean, clearly I could afford to buy myself an $8,000 Apple Snack. So you know,
right?
Speaking of the Apple Snack,
yes.
A quick update. Still
on the green phone.
The green phone is still good. It's not great. It's good, but you know, I used the camera a lot this week. We'll get into that. I did some traveling this week, and I gave that camera a workout. Y'all, it did quite nice. Quite nice.
Nice.
Nice. Not as good as the $5,000 camera strapped to my shoulder as I waded across the river, but we'll get to that later. But I have had the official unboxing of the Mac Studio.
Oh!
Now, I did not post a video on the YouTube because, you know.
Just go watch Archers.
Right, right. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. So, yeah.
Now, is That's this breaking news?
No. I mentioned on a few weeks ago that I'd ordered it.
No.
Yeah. When I ordered it and the iPhone, I absolutely did. I didn't order the Archer version of it, but I ordered the
Now, is Max. This for you or the coal mine?
Oh, it's for the coal mine. It's for the coal mine.
Oh, well, you didn't really. Well, you ordered it.
Right, right. But, with someone else's money. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, no. It's for work. I would have absolutely no use for a Mac Studio at home. I mean, I'm not Archer.
Neither does Archer.
So, well, right. I just got the Max. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, it's quite lovely. 32 gigs of RAM and... what was I going to say? Oh, 2 terabytes of storage.
Great.
Yeah, 32 gigs of RAM, 2 terabytes of storage.
Wasn't a terabyte one of the flying dinosaurs at one time?
No. So, yeah, the terabyte and or 2 terabytes and... 32 gigs of RAM is all I needed, and for the price, it's pretty darn good. So, quite happy with that.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
You know, last week we talked about the Velaments. The Velaments, yes.
You think a mint has to have sugar to taste cool and refreshing? Then you haven't tried Velaments. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Velaments took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Velaments.
Try sugar-free Velaments. You really taste the mint. In three refreshing flavors.
It
really is. What you can't see is every time that jingle plays, Big Fatty directs it and then plays the flute a little bit there near the end.
I love the flautist.
I know that you do. Yes. So,
You had urged the listeners to send Big Fatty Velaments.
I had, yes.
And I got Velaments.
Okay. Okay. Now, has there been an unboxing of the Velaments?
There has been.
Okay.
I think this is an excellent time for you to urge people to send me the Mac Studio.
Oh, why? That's, you know, you could use one. Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, Velaments, Mac Studio, what's the difference?
Well, again, if you're Archer, there isn't one.
Nothing.
No.
Right.
No, absolutely not.
He didn't get Velaments.
That's true. We can't afford them. But yeah.
Because he bought a Mac Studio.
Right. An M1 Ultra.
And he wants another monitor to go with.
Of course he does. Because, you know, he's never had anything bigger than a 27-inch monitor before, so only having one means he clearly needs a second one.
You've got that big of a studio, it needs to look like a studio.
Ah, right. Again, well, especially for the music production and the video production he does, I can see where he would need a second monitor. Now, I do have two 27-inch monitors. I did not get the studio displays. I have BenQ photography and print displays. I can't remember the 15-digit number that they are. But I did. And, you know, basically the difference is with the Mac Studio, because, y'all, I have a custom keyboard. I have a mechanical keyboard that I use, and I have an MX Master mouse that I use. I don't use any of the Apple crap anymore. I mean, I use it here. I'm using it right now, but not at work. And so, basically, I just migrated my shit over and plugged the one cable from the Thunderbolt dock into the Apple Studio, and I was done.
Done.
Yeah, it was done. There wasn't really anything else to do. So yeah.
Okay.
Are you getting down? Oh, tubs. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to send Big Fatty the Vela Studio.
Right. Right. It's so that we can, make ruin productions. By the way, this past week was a memorable week on the BFO. I don't know if you...
I didn't pick up on that.
Well, not just any podcast reads their spam folder.
Oh, I did pick up on that. And the worst thing about the way I listen to the BFO, which is while I'm in the shower, but the problem with that is I can't stop it when things like that happen because I'm 15 feet away from it. And it's just going.
So you got to enjoy the whole thing.
I did. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was lovely.
Now, without you going into your spam folder, are you finding the ads are targeting you as an older person nowadays?
No. It's all the same crap about penis enlargement and what else is in there all the time? There's usually someone trying to get in touch with me because I owe the IRS money or someone owes me. I've won a pile of gold.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, basically the same old crap, but yeah. Speaking of the same old crap, y'all, it was a week.
It was.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wednesday morning.
Sure where we were going with that.
I couldn't find it. Y'all, Wednesday morning, I got in the Messerschmitt.
Oh.
got in the rental Messerschmitt. Y'all, it was a mess. Oh, good Lord. And picked up my coworker. We'll call her Lorena. And y'all drove to Johnson City, Tennessee.
Oh, no. Were you picking and grinning?
Y'all, we learned a few things on this trip. Oh. Now, Big Fatty and I have traveled together, and I expect Big Fatty, when we get in the car, Big Fatty just falls asleep. And
correct.
Sleeps until we stop to eat, and then sleeps until we get to our destination.
Right.
It's pretty tolerable.
There's some farting in there also.
And also listens to Christmas music. But,
love
you know.
Love the Christmas music.
It's pretty standard. Now, Lorena and I have traveled a lot together. The extent of our, probably more than Big Fatty, but the extent of our car situations has usually been in a strange city where we have 12 hours, and I spend 10 of those hours cursing the car because the person before us has pressed some button that has caused none of the displays to work, so we can't see anything. Okay? So that's typically how our trips go. But, y'all, we drove up to Johnson City, Tennessee. It's not far. It's not far. It's about 4.5 hours, according to Google Maps. Of course, it took us 6. But y'all, it is the worst traffic you'll ever experience. But we passed Columbia, and we were heading up towards the Spartanburg, and we're getting a little hungry.
Did you go to the Beacon Drive-In?
No. Okay. And, you know, Lorena wanted a salad. And I said, that's fine, because we're both, you know, doing the dieting. So, y'all, what we discovered right then and there is Lorena doesn't know how to use Google Maps.
Oh.
Later, we discovered she can't actually read any map, which comes into play because I did not download Google Maps, the actual maps themselves, like in that area. I knew that there was a good chance there wouldn't be cell service. It would have taken 30 seconds to just say, download this to an offline map, this entire area. I did not. So we had to rely on a paper map. And y'all?
Oh, Lord. Did you stop at the Welcome Center and get the 2022 version?
We did, basically. We met our client, if you will, for an interview and dinner. And then the next day we were going to Survival Island. He runs some business. Well, it's a good business. It's a fun business where he teaches people how to survive in the wilderness. When you think of me and Lorena, you think surviving in the wilderness. Now,
surviving in the wilderness is you not being able to find a fast food place that has a solid.
Well, there's that. But we quickly decided after halfway across the river where I was cursing. We had to cross a river. I don't mean in the car. I mean on foot. And y'all, Lorena is, she's a little bit older than me, probably about 15 years older than me, and she's got a bad foot. I don't know why she insisted on us doing this, but we had to cross the river, and God bless her, she was going to do it. Now, it wasn't like sandy, it was rocky, and it was about knee deep, and so we had on waders, and there was a rope. They had put a rope up to hold on to, just so you know, and the guide explained.
So this river was not, was like Rocky Bottom, Tennessee.
Right. It's kind of like Rocky Top, but Rocky Bottom. But y'all, she was pulling, and he kept saying, just pull forward on the rope. Don't lean on it. Because, you know, it's like 300 feet long between the two trees. And y'all, he might as well have been speaking Russian, because she was leaning on it while I was trying to hold on to the rope, but then she would start going down and would pull down on it. And then I would just have to let go because she was going to take everybody down with her. Y'all, it was the most, anyway, we got to the island and we decided that she would be the first one we'd eat in a survival situation because it was already
that really surprises me because, you know, I guess if you were the first one to eat, you know, it's, you know, there's not a lot of meat there. It's mainly just fat.
Right. Gristle and fat. But
gristle. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, spent the morning, you know, learning how to light a fire with a rock and a twig and a piece of string. And
did you do it?
I was not doing anything. I was taking photographs and video, but Lorena did it. She didn't quite light the fire, but she was real close and she gave up.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, okay. He made us, he was like, you know, one of the things that they say when they climb Everest is that they just, they need a pick me up. So they make tea and blah, blah, blah. Y'all, he made a pot of tea with pine needles.
Ugh.
Now I'm going to tell you something.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Now, you were here. Were you in Charleston during the Hurricane Hugo?
No, I wasn't in Charleston.
Okay. Well, you know, all the pine trees fell into the water reservoirs, and the pine trees in water taste terrible.
Well, as I told Larry, the guide, he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, it tastes exactly like I would expect it to." And he just laughed. And when he turned his head, I said, over the shoulder, and said, "Okay, done with that." Y'all, it was absolutely disgusting. And I was worried it was going to upset the stomach because, you know, like.
Right. Well, at least you didn't have to eat grubs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But so we did that and finished up about 1 o'clock.
Did you search for tapioca?
No. No.
Okay.
Finished that. We had to wade back across the river, which getting back and all that, because I was like, so is this for real an island or is this like a spectacle that you make people do? And he was very offended. And he was like, it's a real island. And I was like, Jesus Christ, that means we got to go back across the river. Anyway, did all that and took some more photos and stuff. And y'all, we headed out. We got in the jalopy and we drove back to Charleston on Thursday. Got back about 7
p.m. The first question everybody is asking, I hear Mrs. Lauren asking, screaming it right now, was there chafing?
No, it wasn't physical. I mean, we had to cross the river, but that's no different than walking. It's not like...
Weren't you in the water?
Well, but I had waders on. I was dry.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. You left that part out.
No, I didn't. I said it twice, and you just weren't listening. But I had waders on, and on the way back, though, I stepped wrong because I was about to get pulled down by the goddamn line, the rope again, and went way down, and some water splashed up over the waders and went down in them. So my jean pant legs did get wet.
Okay, so there was some underpants moisture.
No, it was lower leg.
No, I'm not talking about from the river.
Oh, right. Y'all, I had to pee so bad when we were out there, but I didn't know what the protocol was for that because, like...
Well. It seems to me like that would have been the perfect question to ask you.
Well, right. And I was like, because, you know, like, we weren't exactly in the middle of nowhere. There were plenty of people around on the shore. And also, like, I didn't know because, like, he has kids and stuff out there learning things. So I didn't know. Anyway, whatever. So, matters not. Safely made it to the gas station down the street and filled up the jalopy, drove home. Yeah, we stopped in Mars Hill, North Carolina for barbecue.
Oh, wow. There you go.
It was a cute little town. It was delicious. Then we drove all the way back home. We stayed right behind that nasty rainstorm that came through on Thursday. Dropped off Lorena, then came back here, dropped my stuff off, returned the Messerschmitt and got the jalopy. And, whoo, it was a week.
And what day was this?
Wednesday and Thursday. We left at 9 a.m. Wednesday and got back at 7 p.m. Thursday. So, yeah.
And where did you stay while you were up there? Did you sleep on the island?
No, I can't speak for Larry, the guide. I stayed in the Marriott. Right. After we met him and got to know him, had dinner with him, we had one beer with dinner, and Lorena was like, I need alcohol. And so there was a wine store next door, y'all. So we walked down and got a bottle of wine and set up by the fire pit out back of the motel and had a bottle of wine and hoped the next day we didn't die. So, yeah.
And clearly you didn't.
Correct. But speaking of dying.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game that Daniel Beaver tries to copy, where I am given the name of someone born on this day. I have to guess if they're dead or alive, but more importantly and difficultly, who they are, how we know them.
All right, the first one today is tartar sauce. Now let me spell it for you. T A R D A R S A U C E. Tartar sauce.
I was wondering if you were pronouncing this like you pronounced Stephanie last week, but I am going to say tartar sauce is dead.
Okay, and how would we know tartar sauce?
She was one of the drag queens there at the Stonewall Riots.
Oh, well, you're very close. You are correct. Tartar sauce is dead, and tartar sauce is better known as Grumpy Kitty.
Grumpy Cat. Okay.
Grumpy Cat, okay?
Okay.
Who was an American cat internet celebrity. Born in Morristown, Arizona.
Great. Moving forward.
You know, Heath Ledger. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
David Blaine.
Alive, I think. He's a magician.
So. Well, you are
I can't
correct.
Remember his stage name, but yeah.
David Blaine. He is a magician and an illusionist. So,
extra special Chris made me sit through one of his shows once. I haven't forgiven him.
He does really weird.
It was
shit.
Awful. Chris thought it was lovely. I thought it was terrible. Okay.
Okay. Dorothea Dix.
Dot Dix. She is dead.
Okay, we would know Dorothea from.
She was back in the like 30s, 40s. She was a female gangsta up there in the New York City.
Mm-hmm. Gangsta in the New York City. Mm-hmm. Dorothea Dix is indeed dead, and she was an American pioneering nurse and social activist who created the first American mental asylum. Which
Same
seems
difference.
Appropriate. Seems appropriate for this show. You got time for one more?
We can squeeze one more in, even though we've been criticized for going after the music ends.
Oh, well, you know. Tad Lincoln.
Tad Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
He is very dead. And
we would know him from?
Not the obvious.
Okay.
Everyone's going to say, he's Abe and what's her name? Lincoln's son.
Mary
Lincoln's
Todd.
Son.
Mary Todd.
But no. He was the inventor of the Lincoln Logs. And Tad Lincoln was, that's who they were named after. Nothing to do with Abraham.
Mm-hmm. So close. You are correct that Tad Lincoln is dead, but Tad Lincoln was the youngest son of U.S. President Abraham Lincoln.
I was close. I was very close.
One more?
If there's one more that we need to do with no music.
Okay. Well, you know, we've already ruined it. The music has already been ruined today. Mm-hmm. So it's no big deal. David White. I chose David White. For Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Racist. Okay, well, David White, there have been a lot of them, but Dave White is dead.
Yes, and we would know him from?
Well, he had an empire, quite if we're being mm-hmm. honest, of toupee shops there in Nashville, as well as cowboy hats. So, yeah.
Right. Huh? Well, David White is indeed dead, and he is best known for his role as Larry Tate on Bewitched. Oh,
y'all, I watched The Bewitched the other day. I haven't watched Bewitched since I was a kid.
Aunt Clara's on there.
I did, but the first episode I watched had that Gladys Kravitz on there.
Oh,
that made me so happy.
And you know what her husband's name is?
I don't remember, no.
Vera.
Of course.
Abner. Gladys used to look out and see the hawk fly by her window.
Right.
By the way, speaking of cruise videos, you know, the old Gladys cruise video. Back from got back from a cruise, and evidently there are boobies on it.
Oh.
Well, you know, I can think of four boobies. There was Digger and T. Wiggles and Myron and I don't know, who was the fourth one? The biggest boobie of all.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Moobies.
Ah, well, now I know.